call this meeting of the committee to approval of the agenda. I've been asked to make an announcement to everyone here, and it was in the paper today. There's a community vision event on April the 10th. So look at that. It's in the Huron Beach Community Center. Read the article, Ms. Maringen, Mayor. It's scheduled from 1 to 4. She wants input from the town. So certainly, we're all invited, as everyone here that can get the memo. Read the paper, see what it's about. Come on out and join the folks in Huron Beach looking for a way to create a vision for our town. The other thing I want to cover for a moment is I personally, and I think everyone in the room, is very grateful to Mr. Galbraith for his 6 years as the previous planning and zoning chairman. A lot of hard work during that time. I wasn't here during all that 6 years, so I'm probably going to miss some things, Greg. But the K Street overlay, worked that through the system, the Oceanfront Park pavilions, as you see going up and down the road, the Seaview condominiums are being put in, improvement to the boardwalk. He tried desperately to get the council to deal with the parking issue, which they keep denying and putting on their blinders, a personal opinion. But he worked that a couple of different times. We're dealing with the political signs again, which came up certainly in Craig's tenure, and he had that put to bed, but as we're going to learn in a minute, the council wants us to relook at that. And then he initiated the issue of container housing, and that will be carried on as he continues to support us. And then he dealt with some individual issues where a person or persons, husbands, wives, or a small group of folks came to Planning and Zoning Commission and asked for help alleviation or something dealing with one issue was HVAC equipment in the setback, and the neighbor was complaining. There was a fireplace that stuck out in the setback, kind of against some of the rules, but some people, you know, you can take either side of it. But there were a couple of different instances where folks that live on the beach wanted to put in a swimming pool. And did the size meet the requirements, and why has it got to be special or bigger or set a different way? And Craig worked all those issues, and probably the list goes on, and I apologize because I don't know more of it. But I do want to say a hearty thank you to Craig, for his tenure as the chairman of the job.
Thank you very much, I really appreciate it.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
Bob, make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes from the February 3rd meeting. Motion Then there was an amendment to the motion. There were four yeas and one nay. Is that, was that the vote, or were there four yeas and abstention?
No, there was a nay.
It was a nay.
Nay.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other clarifications or adjustments or changes? Motion to accept. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Anybody sign up for public comments?
No, just keep my seat.
Okay. Old business, political sign issue. I was at the council meeting and was not going to talk about that issue because we had presented it before. It was on their agenda for them to look at it. They had it in front of them. The mayor kept calling for Mr. Galbraith to come up to the podium and speak. And so I stepped up there and said, I'm the new chairman, Madam Mayor. I'd be happy to talk about this, but I wasn't prepared to because you have it in front of you what we proposed. Well, it generated a lot of discussion. Why this? Why that size? Why this? And maybe some of you, maybe all of you, saw in the newspaper a couple of days before that council meeting the issue on whether or not the Curie Beach political sign violated individual right to free speech. And the mayor was quoted in the newspaper as being against this political sign ordinance. Well, we already have a political sign ordinance. It was not something that the Planning and Zoning Commission was trying to instill into the town. We had actually been asked at the October meeting when it came up as an issue between the then city mayor and the now city mayor about where each of them had some signs and it wasn't in compliance with the printed ordinance in the Curie Beach Code. So they asked us being the Planning and Zoning Commission, to take a look at that ordinance. We recommended some changes, which actually expanded the area because we recommended allowing them, basically allowing the part of Dow Road to take the extraterritorial area to the town. Opinion is I don't think that all of the town council members understood that. I thought we had at that meeting agreed to what the words were going to be, but there was, take this sentence out, add this word. I guess there was enough changes to that they kicked the can back over to us to look at. Attorney Canutis and I talked about it after the meeting, and we thought we knew what we wanted on the sheet of paper. And so that is for you today. We have one little editing change from 4 feet to 6. It is currently in the code as 6 square feet. So we're going to put that back in.
This should fly. It purports to everything that state law is set in stone.
Now, I didn't print it out, but I sent everybody some of that material last week, the Carolina Beach political sign ordinance, which is a little more stringent than I was using. But as you read through this, does anyone have any other comments,
I just have, because I, you know, I sent an email because I was a little frustrated because there was a lot of...
You were frustrated.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody was frustrated because, you know, all the discussion and the newspaper kind of implied that we had come up with this, and this is a proposal from P&Z, and I'm sure everybody here knows how it came about, is that, you know, that the council directed the town attorney to come, and we just kind of cleaned up some of the language, and that was basically it. I'd like to ask a question. I don't believe that, I could be wrong, that this has to come from P&Z. I don't understand why, if they want this wording, which is how they directed you basically for the wording, they were very comfortable with this wording when they set the public hearing. I mean, they had the wording in front of them, they set the public hearing. Does this actually have to come from P&Z?
Well, let me say this. As Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I'm Bach. This is in zoning. Why it was put in zoning to start with, I don't know. But it was. I'm talking about way back when Moby Dick was a minnow. Now, since it is in zoning, that's why it has to come from P&Z.
It's in the zoning part of the code.
Yeah, I know it's a code, but I you know, since we're a body that recommends to the council, you know, I just felt that there was all this discussion about how evil P&Z was because we're violating, you know, free speech and political speech and stuff like that. And again, I wasn't at the meeting, but certainly reading the editorials and the newspaper, I felt like, oh my goodness, you know, we're...
Now, believe me, the council did not beat up on...
Okay, all right. That's, I saw a lot of reference, so I got a little upset because, you know, we were just kind of correcting some of the wordage that...
I was there at the meeting also. I certainly felt like P&Z got beat up over it.
Yeah.
I felt like I took a couple of spears in the chest.
Well, I came to your defense.
Oh, yes, you did. Very accurate.
Because that was certainly not our intention. We were just trying to clean up some language.
Well, you guys remember when it did a newspaper article from this free speech perspective, because the only words in the article that talked about you can put anything in your yard you want to, in signs and all that kind of stuff, they had no understanding, the gentleman who wrote the article, that there's 14 pages worth of sign ordinance. It's not just the political sign, it's the size in your store, whether or not it's lighted at night, you know, Christmas decorations. We got a lot of things that are ordinance.
The way I look at this, a committee that doesn't get criticized and kicked at is not doing its job.
We're doing a great job on this.
Is this what you're recommending?
Yes.
And if I could ask a couple of questions, is the only change between what the commission looked at before and what they're looking at tonight is 4 to 6 feet?
It was 4 to 6 feet, plus where they had somehow or another, I don't know how you got in there 100 yards. It's 50 feet, it's not 100 yards. And,
well, can I add something to that? The 100 yards is to allow candidates to place their signs in the vicinity of town hall. It's not necessarily anything to do with elections. It's to throw their signs all over within 300 feet of town hall. That's why that was always in there. So the way that's written now, that's not going to be allowed.
Well, the way it's written now, it's the rules of the New Hanover County Board of Elections.
The way I read that, though, that means you can only put your political signs within 50 feet of the town hall.
I don't read it that way, but that's...
I was just asking a question.
And the other question, and that's a good point, and I think that came up last time we looked at that, what that phraseology meant. What was the constitutional argument that you couldn't put enough content in 4 feet? I mean, I didn't understand. It seems content neutral to me.
Yeah, but what they were
moaning and groaning.
Moaning and groaning about was any prohibition of a sign. Is that constitutional?
Well, Jim, the ordinance now says 6 feet. I think the Andy typed 4 feet in there accidentally, is why that's changed over right now.
I just couldn't understand why, even if it's been ill-informed, that's why they thought it was a First Amendment issue. I mean, you're allowing signage and you're being content neutral, so I wasn't quite sure, but I do understand how you, the ambiguity of that last sentence.
It might have been that they were taking the stand that we were not allowing signs in the extraterritorial jurisdiction. But now what I've done by this is we're allowing it, but we're telling them you got to place it near the tree line so that we can have the edge of the road and the bicycle lane clear. Not prohibiting them, we just tell them where they can put them.
Right. There are a couple of changes. I don't want to get into all the changes between this one that we're looking at right now and what we presented to council last week and what we talked about the months before that. But the changes in this one compared to what's in the current ordinance is a couple of things. We add up there early, shall be removed within 10 days. In the current ordinance, there's no restriction on the days. It just says they will be removed after the election or after the person quits running, whether it's general or a primary. So the 10 days is an addition to the current agreement.
That's what the state law recommends.
The other thing we're changing is the 50 feet on election day, 24 hours prior to election day, from 100 yards. In fact, both candidates were well within 100 yards for that last election. It was right out here on the
track. Oh, yeah.
Instead of, in fact, it might have been within 50 feet. when I say both candidates.
So can I ask a question on that?
Yes.
If I went 50 feet out from town hall, I'm at town hall, I measure 50 feet and I draw a line. What's the intent? Is the sign on the other side of the line, or can the sign be inside that line?
It's been the other side.
The intent is to be on the
50
other
feet.
Side. That's not what they're saying. I think it's kindly accepted that it means the door. Because it's not 50 feet from the other end of the building. The town hall is this building. But it's election area. You're not supposed to promote your candidate.
Should that last sentence say political signs may not be erected within 50 feet?
Because this says you can put them right up to the door. It says you put them 50 feet in.
As a matter of fact, it says you can't put them any further out. I think that the word not would probably clear up that.
But signs may not
be erected within 50 feet.
Put in the word not.
The other thing this is adding is the location, the extraterritorial jurisdiction near the tree line. Because right now it doesn't have any statement that it has to be near the tree line. And that was one of the recommendations of the council. Is now we're recommending that it goes near the tree line.
No, the ordinance now actually states that you can't have any signs in the extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Correct. And we've added you can put them. If you've got to put them, put it over
that,
there.
That's the tree line. That's what started this whole thing.
Oh, okay, that's right. I recall.
Yeah, because right now it says that they're not allowed on any publicly owned property, so the extraterritorial area. So we're going to.
Well, the ordinance that's effective now includes extraterritorial jurisdiction in the ordinance. What this is saying now is you can put it on public, or you can't put it on public property, but you can put it on extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Okay. As long as it's near the tree line.
Yes.
Okay. Which is what people do anyway.
Until I come around the corner.
From Ocean Avenue all the way around to the theater, we only had one sign on our part Dalra during that time.
That's correct.
And it was right in the corner here. Any other comments? Family and friends, gentlemen?
Well, what's the definition of a tree line? I mean, if you want to, if you're talking about feet and inches, I mean, is that 5 feet from the tree line? Is it 10 feet?
I mean, bottom line, if this is going to be within 10 foot of the road, I'm probably going to pick it up. That's what that means.
Do you want to put a footage, like within 5 feet of the tree line? Be specific rather than near?
I mean, the tree line's 30 feet away from the road, at least, so.
Right. If you're close to the tree line, you can't put it on.
This has become a very sticky subject. I don't think I'm going to take advantage of it, believe me. As much as I hate political
science. Can I ask, I mean, what will the council approve? You know, so we don't go through this process again. I mean, since this was directed by the council, you know, should have a sense of what they are going to approve, because they're the ones that wanted us to do this.
This is what they're going to approve.
They will.
Yeah, I think
even,
this
even
is what
though
they
there's an editorial in the Wilmington Star-News.
Joseph, I would approve it.
That's,
but I'm one person. That's one vote.
I believe it does pretty much match what they've asked for. I mean, it opens it wide open. You can put them anywhere you want, as long as they're not on Curie Beach town property. And really, I mean, that's fine. It really is. I think there was some confusion about what the 100 yards was in there for, and I don't think anybody realized that's been in the ordinance for as long as I've been here. And I don't think anybody realized that what that meant was you could put them all over public property as long as it was no further than 300 feet away from town hall.
Well, I recall this last election, there was some controversy over a particular sign, and I remember the lady that was in here with the voting said it has to be 50 feet from the polling place. Well, that stuck in my mind. And when I started drafting this and I saw the 100 yard, I said, there's something wrong here. So I called the Board of Elections. Sure enough, they said 50 feet. I said, good. That's what I'll do. 50 feet.
What
were
you measuring 50 feet from?
From the election.
From the door.
From the door. From the door.
So it arc around from the door? So nothing in the front yard at all, to be over there on the side.
Yeah. Okay.
They enforce that themselves already.
Yeah, they come in.
All this is doing is reiterating the election laws. That last.
Can I ask what a portable political sign is?
That's a sign that's in the back of a pickup truck, for instance.
That's what I thought. I figured, yeah. Okay. So what about something standing there where your phone was bouncing? Is that portable?
That's crazy.
I don't think Creepy would ever do that.
As long as we're playing with this.
That's a Donald Trump supporter.
What about the theory of limiting when they can go up? You know, like 45 days before an election?
Bill and I are up in council, they didn't want to limit that either.
Didn't want to, but.
Is that correct, Mr. Commissioner?
I did not think we did. I would like to be 30 days out.
Limits? How long before?
There were in the past.
Yeah, I remember in the past.
Yeah, we had something. It was a time limit.
But I think Dean wanted that out. Kind of a long time ago.
The last time we changed this was in 2011. It was right after that session law came out that we've been talking about. And at that time, we thought we were in compliance with that session law, but apparently not.
Can we limit the time?
I'd have to see the session law. What say you, Mr. Eldridge?
Oh, listen, I've not had a stake in this dog. Don't particularly want one.
Mr. Knuth, can we limit the time before?
No. I would say no.
They're already out for the March 15th.
You can't put it in there. You might get away with it. But then again, I don't want to tangle with a First Amendment right.
Well, if you don't do something with it, I'll be real simple to you. Let's take a Donald Trump right now, okay? He's got a sign for the primary that you say has to come down 10 days after the primary, but now he can keep it up forever running for the general election. So he doesn't have to take it down.
It's
Till afterwards.
Till after the general election. But this ordinance says after the primary or general election. Or runoffs, so it's the same difference. So.
But that's what it says now.
That is an interesting point.
Or a general election.
You know, on ex-territorial right-of-ways, that would bug me. But on somebody's personal property, I don't think that's a huge deal. We've got one across the street. They've had a Ben Carson sign out there for 4 months.
On private property, it would...
Who cares?
Political speech would be covered on private property. But, I mean, it would be interesting. I don't think it's going to be a big issue here in Curie Beach, but my guess is that you could put a limit, you know, because we had it in the past, unless there's a specific law that's been passed that says you can't. Generally speaking,
sign ordinances, I mean, you're allowed to regulate as long as the regulation is reasonable and constitutionally valid. And most of the constitutional attacks have to do with broadness, vagueness, or... regulating content, but I think it's well settled that reasonable regulations are not a problem. So if you could put a reasonable time limit on it, my recommendation to this commission is this seems to be council's baby, and maybe you just want to do what council has instructed you to do, which is review this, take a vote on it, pass it back on up instead of tinkering with it and making it your baby.
I agree. But that's what we did last time, too.
I realize that.
I think it will apply this time.
I'm looking at session law. It says 30 days before, one-stop early voting, and ending 10 days after the primary or election day.
Is that state law?
That's what the session law that's been referenced over and over says.
Does it say primary or election and period? It ends there? No other.
Compliant form. Political signs are permitted during the period beginning on the 30th day before the beginning date of one-stop early voting and ending on the 10th day after the primary or election day.
That's that new statute. Mm-hmm. So that 45 days fits.
But we don't have to... In our Curie Beach ordinances,
we don't have to
repeat everything that's already.
If you made it less than that, that would be an issue. But I don't see.
You can further restrict. You just can't expand.
Right. Yeah. And if I remember, we have something like that in our ordinance, and Dean wanted it out. I remember he enjoyed political science. So he loved it. So he wanted that out. So he had not put it on. So I believe it was taken out probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
2011.
So we actually did have time, though. You're right, you did.
Okay. I agree. So I did.
I agree with Andy that I think what we have typed here, sticking in the word not, changing the 4 to 6, will pass what the council asked us to do.
Yeah. And in 2 years from now, we'll be back at it.
Mm-hmm. I know as soon as the 30 days, as soon as the mayor and somebody to run against her.
Well, let's take it back again.
Well, that's the current state law, 30 days, right? Well, then,
30 days from...
We can relax it.
Right, we can't go
quick.
Right.
Like, when's early voting start?
Tomorrow.
Why doesn't the chairman encourage council to put that in there when he presents his ordinance?
There you go. Yeah. Carry this torch.
I don't want this to stop back. We need to get this off of our agenda in the April.
Well, it's not going to be, I mean, when you present it, you could present present that, if we do approve this, you could present that we approve it, but with a recommendation to the council that they consider the 30-day restriction, and if they want it, they can ask us to put it back in, they could put it back in, because it's not going back to a public hearing until they vote on this particular thing. That
right,
way,
until later.
And if they don't want it, then they can send this to public hearing again. But I would be hesitant about adding anything that would create another controversy.
Why can't we just recommend that they, as far as the time limit, be abided by the state law?
I'll be glad to make it, you know, agree with the recommendation, but I hate to put it in the written document as is right now, just because of controversy.
Well, just instead of putting the day, just put in that we recommend that it should be.
Right.
We should abide by the state.
We'll present this.
That's,
as typed, and we recommend that you consider putting in the 30-day restriction.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
That needs to be filled in on that that form.
Okay.
And
yes, sir.
Before we enter, can I do that?
No, that's part of the motion. So you'll put whatever the motion was, just fill it in. Craig, maybe you can help him with that.
Good luck on containers.
Yeah.
Okay. Any update on the vacation rental nuisance violation?
I'll have to apologize to the board. I didn't call Dennis to remind him. I will make sure, see if he's still willing to come talk to us about it, and we'll have it scheduled for next meeting.
Okay. Now, on to the container housing issue. We have a couple pages in the packet there. Eldridge regarding, and, well, let me, before we get into that, I presented what I thought was what we discussed at the February meeting to the council at their February meeting, and that we were working language that we had voted as a body to recommend no container homes within Cure Beach, but we did understand that the council asked us to create some language allowing containers in RA 2T, which is the district where some trailers are up on the north end of our property, of Cure Beach. And explain to the council that we were working on two sets of language because we took it serious. We had an open hearing on this issue. I got chastised for that. We as a planning and zoning commission are not allowed to have open hearings on our issues.
If I can comment on that, I've heard that a couple of times, but
I agree.
We've had sign ordinances. We talk about sign ordinances.
There are other jurisdictions where the planning board reviews and reports on to the council, but in conjunction with the planning board review, there's a provided public hearing with the city, etc.
And I should point out, because I was there when council specifically asked us to have a public hearing. Period.
And it may be a little bit of semantics. Again, good Mr. Knudis jumped to my defense and said, Mayor, with all due respect, they invited the public to come and interface with the Planning and Zoning Commission on this issue. The meetings are open to the public anyway. So if you have 3 people or if you have 100, you can take feedback from the public on the issues.
And
And the mayor was here.
And the P&Z people, the commissioners themselves, understand that they make recommendations to the council.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything on their own. We don't make this happen to the council.
Well, I think you hit it square on the head there when you said it's all about the semantics. Mm-hmm. Stop calling public hearings. Let's just make sure that
right.
everybody knows what we're getting ready to talk about. That's really all that really needs to happen.
So, presented, I read through some of the current ordinance dealing with the definition of dwelling and single family and mobile home and manufactured and trailer and said, we will come back to you with two proposals. One, barring container-type homes from Cary Beach, and two, allowing container-type homes within RA2T. Mr. Eldridge provided his legal opinion on those, and you have those two sheets of paper. So let's do with the prohibition. The amendment, amending the definition within the zoning ordinance, we get into the office. There is a definition, there is a list of definitions. And building is one of those, and you have it there. Shall mean a structure enclosed and isolated by exterior walls constructed or used for residence, business, industry, including tents, lunchways, dining cars, and trailers, provided that, however, the term building should not mean nor be construed so as to include a container designed for use as a dwelling.
Mr. Chairman, if I could comment real
yes.
quickly. Every time you look at something, you see something different. And it'll be the consensus of the commission whether this is the way to approach it. But assuming for the sake of discussion that this is the way to approach it, looking at it in 24 hours later, you might want to stop that amended part right after the word container, because if you limit it, assuming you run with this, if you limit it to design for use as a dwelling, then we basically have left open the possibility, if a container was a building, that it could be used for business, industry, or other public-private purposes and still be in. So you might want to put the period right after container. When that would be the case, that's fine. And I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I just caught that. So I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. Is it common knowledge of what we mean by container?
Well, may I?
I mean, I got an ice chest as a container.
Well, that's the definition.
Yeah, what I thought, in order, we have to understand what a container is. If you make that amendment to building. So, as a layperson, I thought a shipping container was a shipping container. So I Googled it, and I started getting industry specs for all kinds of containers, dry, wet, hot, refrigerated.
Cardboard.
Yeah. And the one that I settled on was, the one that seemed to come up the most was this, what I've got for you as amendment number two. Shipping container used for intermodal freight transport, commonly referred to as those other things. And that means that, let's say you were able to put a precise definition on the type of container that's being used in Carolina Beach. Well, that's fine. But if there's a bunch of other type of intermodal containers out there, you've left open the possibility of somebody coming in with a different type of container and trying to utilize that. So I think in this case, if you have a little broader definition of container, you've ruled out that clever possibility. But I do think you need a definition for container because, again, if we go back to the beginning, what started this whole, what started this whole project was the possibility that a building could be, that a container, shipping container could be construed as a building, and therefore, if it's designed for residential use, could be construed as a dwelling. To me, the easiest way to eliminate that is to find container and then go back to building and say a building doesn't include a container. That's where I'm coming from. Now, I know you also drafted, you have some proposals, and I thought it'd be a good idea to compare, because I don't think you took exactly that same approach.
No, not on the part about...
Not on the prohibition.
The prohibition. You come after building, we get down to dwelling. A dwelling shall mean a building designed for or used by one or more families for residential. I was going to change the or used to just be designed for use. In other words, a dwelling is something that's designed for a family. Certainly a container is not designed to be a dwelling. It's not designed to be a house. And in the way it's written, designed for or used would allow a container because it wasn't designed, but it is being used as a dwelling. So I don't know if that was a typo in the original or not, but I think you could bar that if you change dwelling shall mean a building designed for use as a single family.
Now, if I could play devil's advocate.
Sure.
We go on Google, we see all these pictures of containers having been converted into nice little homes. Can't we therefore assume, based on that fact, that a container could be a dwelling, because we've seen examples of how it's been being used as a residence.
I think that's where I'm trying to come from, Jim, is it is used as a dwelling, but it wasn't designed to be a dwelling.
Well, I think you do both. You know, I'm a big fan of defining containers as an intermodal freight transport system. And then I agree with you. I mean, even tied it a little bit further, you could say, you know, in the definition of dwelling, the building designed for residential purposes. So you kind of cover it both ways. You know, I don't think it's either or.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you've got it covered pretty well here. I'd rather have it in the general definition of building than anywhere else.
Right.
Because what this has done right here is prohibit shipping containers to be used for anything, anywhere in Kerry Beach.
Right. And if we just change also the definition of a dwelling as a building designed for residential, then it takes care of any sort of clever thing that we try to deal kind of a, if somebody want to come up with some clever type of container that's not an intermodal type of container then.
So for dwelling, you would delete after the word designed for through families?
No, I just... The commentary right now says...
I'm just trying to follow your train of thought.
Take out the or used.
So, if we went that way, dwelling shall mean a building designed for
residential purposes. Okay. But that doesn't substitute for your definition.
No, we're adding.
It simply just takes it out and tightens it just a little bit further.
We're being proactive.
That's just in its commentary that you're saying change the definition of building and change the definition of dwelling.
Yeah.
And keep the, and insert a definition for a container.
Yes.
I think that covers it. I mean, I don't see how anybody can sneak a container in for anything.